I'm like, what problem are you trying to solve? You're acting like the problem is too many people are cooperating. That is not the problem. The problem is we don't have a problem where we have to keep people out. We're trying to get people to come in. Okay? And then there's stuff like this, you know, standard template, required field. I did item one, then item two, if that, you know. This isn't real. Real work doesn't have this shape, okay? So, but you ask, whoever has done this, whatever it was, okay, now after you've done all this work and you're tired, fill out a form. That's what everyone wants, right? And not only that, you basically have to wait till the end because, you know, you can't document along the way, this doesn't support that. And you have to take your natural understanding of the problem and break it so that it can be sliced into this taxonomy that somebody dreamed up, okay? It's very unnatural. And so, that's not what I think you should do. I think that using a wiki is way more natural. It's a lot easier. It asks so much less of people with things like this. People ask me, I tell people, if all you have is a paragraph from a blog, or just like the command that you did the backup with, just paste it in. Give it a name and save it. It'll be there. If you want to add something later or change it, you can add and change it. That's okay. And some people say, well, I don't have all the information yet. Or, you know, I can't make it look nice. This guy's over here looks nice. I tell them, don't worry about it. Do not try to make it perfect. Okay? And I told this to this one woman when I told her that, it's like she felt relieved. She's like, I can stop after I've done the useful part. Great. And if you don't know how to do something, steal it from Wikipedia. They said, well, who am I writing this for? Actually, you. You're writing it for yourself. The most likely person to come back and read this is you. So if you write it for yourself, it'll be good. Okay? But then some people will say, okay, I do want to write this up, but I don't know how to start. I don't know, so what should I really include? I tell people, okay, open a blank page and type exactly this. The purpose of this page is, and then finish the sentence. Think about it, and then finish the sentence. Now you know. Now you know you have a purpose. You know what to include. You know, and if you ever, you know, get down on the page, you're like, I don't know, should I include this? Just look at the first line again. It works. It's like a, you're not sitting in front of a blank space. You're actually answering a question when you start. It's a way to get going, okay? So, you know, look at some of these things. Everybody's already got a browser open. You don't need any special tools. Raise your hand if you attended the Wikipedia training class before you started using that website. Okay? No, you didn't. It's just nothing to learn. You don't have to worry about keeping things organized. You just search for things. And what's also nice is, it's free, and if you have to, you can just go rogue and do it. Okay? And sure, the, you know, commercial tools or whatever are prettier and so on, but, you know, I would rather focus on the actual text and, like, documentation of what commands I gave than worrying about, you know, what font am I going to use? You know, does this, why don't my bullets line up the way they're supposed to, right? So, and if you, you know, you want to see what changed, like the diff is built in and all that. So, yes, sir.
What's low AQ?
Activation energy.
Ah, back to the graph.
Yes. So, I'm not going to pound that, you know, hammer that point anymore. I'm sure you got it. Okay. It was a graph. Yeah. So, but I will just tell you some things that if you are the caretaker of whatever your team's wiki, some things that will, it's going to help it succeed. And some of these are actually kind of counterintuitive. Do not design it. Just let people use it however they want. And then come back later and say, oh, this team likes to organize their stuff this way. This guy is always making this sort of list, right? And then you can help those people like promote whatever people are actually naturally finding useful with some very light administration, like put a tag on a page somewhere, or you know, if you see that somebody's doing this the hard way, you just say, oh, let me show you a trick, you know? That kind of thing. It's all positive. Default to open. It's not about permissions. Let people see stuff. That is what I recommend. That's from this book. That's the quotes from this book. It works for Wikipedia. It works for Google. They seem to be doing okay. Okay. But you say, that's the opposite of security. What about, you know, least privilege and all that? I'm here to tell you, every place is different, but in my opinion, those risks are worth it. And you know, what are the risks anyway? I mean, everything's, all the changes are tracked. I mean, this is a mature web application. It's not that kind of vulnerability. The real thing is disclosure, right? I mean, people can find, they can just look around and see things that they shouldn't. Okay. That's true. You have to be able to accept that. On the other hand, there are some common sense things that you can do, like just don't put passwords in there. I mean, if it's really secret, just don't put it in there. It probably, you know, that probably wouldn't count as documentation anyway. If you're in charge of the wiki, do not correct mistakes. You want to be like the coach of the wiki. Do not become like an editor. Nobody wants their work to be under a microscope. They will stop participating. And use some psychology. You know, the main page of Wikipedia has a featured article. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So as a way to encourage people, I look at what has, you know, is there a good contribution lately, and so on, and I then take that article and I transclude it, that's what it's called, it's incorporation by reference, and it basically pastes it into the main page. And I say, this is the person who did it, and now everybody sees it, so that people, you know, they write something, and it's like, you know what, somebody noticed that I did work, you know? If it helps, put the little counter thing. Oh, I made the number go up. I accomplished something. You know, and these take like no effort. I would say play to the strengths of Wiki. Text, some images. I'm kind of stopped there. If I had to pick, you know, there are a lot of different flavors of wikis. I recommend vanilla. Because, you know, the simplest, it's extremely well supported. Whatever you learn using that, you can use everywhere. And I would say, you know, resist the temptation to garbage it up with extensions and parser functions and all this stuff. This, what's built in is probably good, and you don't want to create a maintenance problem. This is supposed to be helping you. And it's only fair if I say, you know, some things that it's got some shortcomings. The search is a little quirky, but it works. And handling files is, I would say, manual. It's a couple of steps. But on the other hand, you shouldn't, I mean, it's not about files. You know, don't turn it into a file repository, right? So anyway, that is why, in my opinion, Wiki's hit a sweet spot for the kind of things that people like us need to write down, and that is why I use them every day.
Goodbye. Got a question?
Yes, I know.
So normal workflow in like Word and many other applications is that you create a new document, you put some content in, and then you save. And create the file name. Save being last, creating the file name, actually summarizing the content and deciding what you're going to catalog it under is last.
Yep.
But when you're editing a wiki, that's actually
it's first. Yes.
Do you have any input or opinions or any tips or tricks that you've used to try and help users around that fact, around the fact that they have to decide, and this is almost adding to the amount of activation energy.
Yeah, that's kind of, that is kind of backwards.
Yes.
Yes.
And sometimes that can be a real life.
I tell people, because it's like, because it's possible that somebody might have already written it up. So I say, if you think you're going to write something, just search for the name that you would give it. And, I mean, it's possible that there's a perfect match, in which case, okay. But if not, then two things are going to happen. The first line is going to say, there's no such page, just click here and I'll make a blank one for you. But also it says, you know, underneath that, here's everything that's, you know, like search results. You're like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't start a whole new one. I'll just like add to this, or you know, Paolo already, you know, wrote this up or whatever. Yes, and the other thing I would say is, name it anything.
Change,
you know, you can change it. I tell people.
Well, you can change it though.
Yes, you can.
If the page will exist forever in its previous state.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You might have to be a bureaucrat, or there are a couple of like admin levels. I'm not sure which one you need, but yeah, you can do it. It's called move. It's renamed, but it's move. And the default is to leave a redirect. Like for the old name. And what I do typically is, if nothing was looking at the old one, I don't make the redirect. But see, that's the kind of thing that I tell people, don't worry about it. I mean, you'll be able to find it, and you're the person, I mean, you are naming it, whatever you name it. And you're the person who's probably going to use it. Later on, yeah, we can fix it. We can always fix anything. So, yeah.
How do you deal with the adoption rate of, you know, the hurdle of markup,
that people don't know how to do it?
Correct.
I tell them don't worry about it. Just paste things in. If it doesn't look good, put more spaces between. Because like usually it like runs together. That's really the main thing. And then like, okay, so you tell them if you want a heading, you put equal signs around the thing.
And if they saved it first, you already have it written down, and everything else is just window dressing.
They saved it first.
They saved it.
So you just go in later. Okay, make that edit. And the table of contents thing, you know, creates itself when if there are enough sections and so on. Like, this, I mean, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. I did this. So this is. I took some notes about the DD command. Like, I mean, you guys probably all know the DD command, but what I hadn't used it for previously was I had done a backup. And so I had an entire file system image as a single file. And after I had already thrown away the computer and everything, I need a config out of there. So I just wrote down my little things I tried and things that didn't work and things that did. And now I know if I ever need to do that again, I mean, I just look. So, that's it. I think the next person should talk.